AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden endorsing the intent by the House Speaker to have four votes on separate bills, including Ukraine military aid, starting tomorrow through Saturday. On Ukraine aid, Speaker Mike Johnson.
To put it bluntly, I would rather send bullets to Ukraine than American boys. My son is going to begin in the Naval Academy this fall. This is a live fire exercise for me, as it is so many American families.
Senate Democrats quickly dismissed articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They declared border security allegations didn't amount to high crimes and misdemeanors required under the Constitution. Arizona Republicans today again blocked a Democratic-led effort to repeal a 19th-century near-total ban on abortions in the state. Israel prepared and then aborted retaliatory strikes against Iran on at least two nights this past week, three Israeli sources tell ABC News. Wall Street indexes closed lower. This is ABC News. A bizarre Hollywood lawsuit has been settled.
When Peter Rosa and Connor Wolfe rented the 2019 movie Yesterday,
do you genuinely not know who the Beatles are?
They were horrified to find out that actress Ana de Armas wasn't in it. They said they only rented it because she's in the movie's trailer and they wanted to see her. But her role had been cut, so they sued Universal for false advertising. And after a couple of years and hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees, the case has been settled. Variety points out that Rosa and Wolf's argument was gaining traction with the judge, but a ruling against them put them on the hook for part of Universal's legal fees, almost $500,000. Terms of the settlement weren't disclosed. Jason Athens, ABC News, Hollywood.
Canadian officials today arrested nine people and issued search warrants for three others in connection with a nearly $15 million gold heist from the Toronto Pearson International Airport exactly one year ago. So far, police have only recovered six pure gold bracelets worth $65,000, just a fraction of the heist. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Sorry, you got the bedroom next to it.
Listen, feel, experience. Dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin. Cosmo Brown. Frequency. Weekly guests. Bringing you together in mad unity.
Unity. Unity.
Good evening and welcome to Mad Unity on 92.7 FM, Mad Radio WMDX. This is the flagship station of Civic Media, Wisconsin's largest pro-democracy and, dare I add, pro-fun media network. And this is your humble weekly show dedicated to celebrating all aspects of electronic music here in Madison, Wisconsin. Tonight, we are very excited to be hosting not just one, but two DJs who are residents of the now legendary Jams, an event that takes place about once a month here in Madison, except for that this month, we are lucky to be having them back to back. So we'll get into some of those details in a minute. But before we begin, I want to remind everyone that you can download our network's app by searching for Civic Media in your Apple or Google Play app stores. It comes in handy when you're traveling anywhere this spring and summer. You can also follow this show on all of the socials at Mad Unity Radio. And now, without further ado, I want to introduce my guests, DJ Zipdisc, making his Mad Unity debut from his secret sound engineer lair in an undisclosed Madison location, and DJ Azza, making his triumphant return to this show. So hello and welcome.
Greetings.
Thank you for having us back.
Yes, it's how are you guys recovering from the weekend? I know that it was a thing.
I'll go first head.
It's great. I like to compare my recent bit of life to like an 800 meter race, and this, you know, I don't know if you did 800 meter races, but it's like the set, it's like the last corner, so there's 200 meters to go and you just gotta keep sprinting. So
yeah, and then you're just gonna collapse at the end, just like
Well, that's actually 2 weeks away. So I'm like still in the current.
Okay, you're still gonna so you're modulating your energy, it sounds like. I mean, let's get into it. This past weekend, Azza and Mythica played support for DJ Colette. And dare I say, I had another spiritual experience dancing in that, you know, now hallowed space. So how was that? How did that come about?
I'll go first, I guess. It was an awesome party. Super stoked to have her come down. I had heard Mythica's music before, and I think he was a great person to open with me. It was sort of sentimental knowing that the sound system is coming through and is now in place. And, you know, we may play on it again, but we're on to bigger and better tunes and sound, and it was a good way to send it off. And I had a blast, and it sounds like you did too.
I always have fun. That was like the first part. I think I've shared this many times when I first moved to Madison, and it just continues to deliver. And as I've gotten to know you guys, it's just, you know, really solid, good time. Like I keep telling people, although I don't want to tell too many people because it gets crowded, but.
And hopefully the last show this year with the door closed.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Can you open the garage door this time?
We're going to try. Yeah. We're going to try. Yeah, we'll see. The weather is not in our favor. I hate to be.
Oh, it's going
to
be raining, huh?
It's just going to be cold, it looks like. But hey, if it's packed, we're going to open that door.
Yeah, or at least like crack a window.
I was going to say, we need to pop it open for a sec or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting warm in there.
We'll blow the windows out with sound.
Yeah, no, you know, the thing is that the crowd, one of the things I really enjoy is that everybody stays till pretty late, you know, it's like, and they're still jamming out, literally living up to the name of the event. you know, everyone's still jamming till 2:22, I guess, is the...
We'd like to go till 2:22 if we can.
Yeah.
A lot of DJs have commented on that, are the people we book is just, wow, people stayed and like they were down for anything I played.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
those are high compliments from somebody who plays a lot.
For sure. It's like you got to shoo us out at the end. It's like, all right, everybody, you don't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
And that's kind of like one of the... Like you said, it's kind of one of the foundational rules. We don't have rules for jams DJs, right? It's like, just have fun, give the crowd what they want. And that works.
Right. Right.
I think.
So how did it all get started? I know we talked a little bit with Azza when he was here, how he joined but Ted, you are one of the co-founding members of the crew, and tell us a little bit about how it all came about.
Yeah. So, my friend Nathan, who is natural language processing, or I think he's actually just natural language now. But anyway, Nathan, who at the time was natural language processing, started doing some really cool events at what's that place called? Ritual. There was a venue called Ritual that was actually a barbershop and a bar. And so he started doing vinyl only nights there, which is super cool. And then he did a couple things at Rabinia. And I was like, hey, man, like let's work together.
Yeah.
And so it kind of started there, and I was like, hey, let me help you with like infrastructure and DJ backline, and I'm working on building the sound system, and I think that would actually really help give this event kind of a bit more energy. And so that was kind of the foundation of Jams. At the time, my other friend Anders and I were building basically a sound system in my backyard. He started off building some speakers, and I was kind of like, hey, I want to get on that,
right?
And so we built some really kind of easily transportable boxes, basically.
Is that the sound system that you use currently at Jams?
Yeah. It's that same sound system. It's plans by a guy named Bill Fitzmaurice, who's kind of a controversial character in the sound system world, just because he has good plans. It's a good way to learn to build speakers.
He makes people's ears bleed, and then
he posts some graphs that are a little too perfect. It's that kind of controversial.
Got it. Okay.
So it's like, Anyway, I love them. I think they're a great speaker. It's a good way to learn to build speakers if you've never built before. His plans are like $20 and they're just a full walkthrough of kind of how to do a box.
Oh, got it. Okay. So, it's always like open source speaker building.
Yeah, it's like open source. It's all horn loaded. It's kind of older. Honestly, the designs are a little dated, but it still works.
For and $20.
he's got a shop in his backyard. He's building all this stuff. And every time I come by to pick up gear, he's got saws and sparks flying everywhere.
So really, it started there. It started as a vinyl only thing. With Nathan, and then our first big booking, I think, I don't remember when we switched to calling it Jams, but it was started being called Jams shortly after he and I started working together. And then we booked Project Pablo. That was our first big Jams party, and that was also the first time we debuted the sound system that we built ourselves. And then it kind of evolved from there. Nathan moved to Japan, and then I took over kind of the Madison wing of Jams.
Yeah.
It was a guy named Connor, MZG, who runs a party up in Minneapolis now.
Okay.
He and I were kind of ran Jams at first when Nathan was gone, and then he moved to Minneapolis, and now we got Azza, and Azza has really been
nice.
Instrumental to like really getting everything dialed.
Yeah.
Like, because we're awesome. DIY. So like we show up to the restaurant and have to turn it into a club, and anywhere between 2 hours in an ideal world and 45 minutes when we're in a real
tight
situation.
Yeah. Just throw some flowers up and figure out what happens.
Sometimes it involves kicking people out of dinner, essentially.
So, we've evolved degree, our just but, dirty or, looks.
Yeah. Yeah. You just plop a speaker on their table and not say anything else. Who does the graphics, like now you guys have settled, because you know, for this show, I kind of went back and just looked at all your previous ones and kind of, it's only a year, but of flyers, but you have settled on a look, right? So is that something that you came up with, Ted, or
no? That's Nathan.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Nathan does those. Nathan loves doing the flyers. He used to work with an artist who's in LA, whose name I can't remember, who did our flyers for the first couple of years, but then Nathan started doing them probably in 2019 or 2020.
Okay.
I love his flyers. The colors are great, and like, again, it's kind of the no rules thing where he just kind of, he's like, what do you guys want? We're like, just make flyers, man.
Right,
and so we'll spend a bunch of them and we kind of narrow it down and we keep them really simple, which I really like.
Yep.
Colorful,
you know, like
fun.
Yeah.
It's like definitely playful, playful, psychedelic, sort of organic feel is how I see them.
Yeah. And I really want flyers that are readable because some stuff like you just can't figure out what's going on. And like when I print out flyers, I'll put like a QR code with and maybe some bit more info than the ones we post on Instagram. But I want them simple, but I also want them to be like, oh, like this is an event. There's DJs here. Here's how I find it. Not like, oh my God. Like,
when I first started, like I did a flyer once and I literally wrote like three paragraphs on the back and my friends were like, what are you doing? Cause
we're bad at choices.
You know, I was young. What can I say? But no, awesome. Well, so, and now the big news for this weekend is that you are going to be debuting the new sound system, which looks impressive. So tell us a little bit more about that evolution.
Yeah, that's been a dream for almost as long as we've been doing Jams, is to have like not that our current sound system isn't real, but like something with a little bit more SPL. And so it's kind of complicated, but kind of decided to go for it and to invest in an events company.
Right.
And so the events company is called Resonance Events. And that's who's going to be operating the sound system.
Yeah.
So we're not only going to be doing Jams. I'm going to be doing a new party called Bath. That's a bit more focused on, more minimal and, minimal techno, micro house, some ambient stuff, hopefully eventually.
Okay.
If we can find a venue that lets us in a bit earlier. And then I'm also gonna be doing sound for some other, parties in the area. So really the goal with Resonant is to like, keep doing our parties we were doing, but also I feel there's so many young promoters in the area to really kind of help give them access to resources, right? Like, because it's throwing a good party, there's things you need, right? You need a sound system, maybe you need some DJ gear. Not everybody should own that. That's ridiculous.
Right. Right. No,
resources.
No,
that's... So Yeah, that's the whole goal, is to make it so we can really throw some, like, I feel like the Madison, especially the house and techno side of things, is really positive right now and doing well.
Yeah.
And so, like, I want to throw a little gas on that fire and really kind of have a wider audience and throw some really amazing events. So,
well, we'll definitely talk, because I want to get the whole drum and bass thing, even if it's once every 2-3 months or something. We'll do it. Like, I need to find a place. And
I love drum and bass. Like, drum and bass is actually one of my first, like, genres that I got into. And that's, like, again, that's why I want the bigger sound system to be great to do more events.
I want to just crank some of those tunes and you know, rattle some windows.
Need some bass.
Specifically, though, so Danley, this sound system is made by a company called Danley Sound Labs.
Yeah.
That's a pretty interesting company. I first encountered them out at Burning Man. They're a pretty popular sound system out there. They actually kind of mostly sold to churches and, like, sports stadiums for a long time, because they build these just insane speakers that can do the work of, like, 10 line arrays with one box.
That's what I was gonna, let's get into that, because that's what was really interesting to me when you were telling me, like, when I saw the pictures, it's really just like two towers, you know, I don't know what they're called, but they're, like, essentially where the sort of the mids and the highs come from. And then you have these cabinets, but it's, like, super high definition, I guess I would say, it sounds like.
I'm not the tech guy here, but the word that sticks in my mind is efficient, very efficient use of space and air and power.
It's all horn loaded, right? So that's, you know, like, most of, like, the Void systems, Function One, the really high output stuff, that's all horn loaded. So that means there's a woofer speaker driver in there, and there's, like, a little mouse maze that gets larger, and it makes it so, like, a little sound goes does more things. But there's all sorts of weird physics you have to worry about with horn loaded stuff. But horn loaded isn't new, right? That's actually, the original speakers were horn loaded back in, like, the old days, because amplifiers had so little power. Like, even back to the point of, like, a phonograph, right? Like, a record player was literally just, like, a needle and a horn,
right? Well,
and
I'm thinking, like, those movies where the bomb, the World War II movies where the bomb alarms are going, like, kind of the shape, right?
Crazy efficiency. But what Danley does differently is, instead of having a bunch of horns, which can have problems, you have, like, weird things happen when you have spacing between sound sources and frequencies, but theirs is what's called a synergy horn. So basically, each one of those, like, white boxes, like the tops, those have seven speakers in each one of them. So there's two 12-inch speakers, there's four, I want to say there are five-inch speakers, and there's a 1-inch compression, or 1 1/4-inch compression.
Are you there? Did he freeze?
He might have.
You might have frozen, Ted. Hello, hello.
Yeah, he was doing some crazy research on them.
I remember we had similar. There he is.
Hey, back.
Yes. So we were on the five speakers, and then
so there's a bunch of speakers in there. They all time align, and so, like, the special thing about Danley is, it's a point source, and so because all those frequencies are kind of summing with the physical shape of the box, they just sound really clear, I guess I'd say.
Yeah.
And they're also really efficient.
Right.
And they have a ton of power. So, and similar story with the subs. Like, that sub is what's called a boundary coupled horn loaded subwoofer. And so when you put four of them together, like we're going to have, they just get like 121 dB watt per meter efficient, which is insane for a subwoofer, especially a subwoofer that can handle 13,000 watts per box. So
So you're basically gonna be playing them at level two.
Oh, we're gonna like at Rubinia. Like, it's way too much system for Rubinia. Yeah, and so, like, I love Rubinia, and we love Rubinia, and but this is also so we can grow.
Yeah.
And so we're just gonna tickle the amps at Rubinia.
Yeah.
But because you have so much, the cool thing about a big rig like that is you can run it at a lower volume, but you're still moving more air in that low frequency domain, so you can feel it more and not have it be as loud and like kind of distorted. And so that's really what we want. And like,
so
we've always prided ourselves on a good sound at jams and having it like not make your ears ring. And that's the thing we're going to keep up even with a bigger system.
Nice. So if you ever turn it up too loud and basically break all the glasses in the bar, then that would be a problem.
I don't think we'd have, there'd other things. We'd probably pop breakers before we did that. We're not going to do that then. We're outside for sure. Yeah. And actually, I've already set up a few things.
Yeah, no, that's like, are there any plans for an outside event with this?
Definitely. Yeah. Like, there's a completely side tangent, like my other side of my life, which is bicycles. But in Madison in the fall, there's going to be the single speed cyclocross world championships, which is kind of like a punk rock bike race.
Right.
And I know the organizers, and I was like, hey, like, I got this crazy loud, crazy sound system. I want to set it up out there. And they're like, they're totally down.
That's
so
awesome. Yeah. Just,
we'll get it set up out there and we'll see how loud it can go.
Plug in some hardcore bands and see what happens. Just like, yeah. It probably needs security around it so it doesn't get mobbed.
Well, I used to run this thing out at Trek. They had a World Cup, not a punk rock World Cup, but an actual World Cup out there. And we used to do this thing called the Secret Bar, which is kind of like a weird techno rave on this bike race. And so we're going to replicate that at this thing and call it the like obnoxious bar or something.
Dude. Yeah. That sounds like fun. We have a question actually in the chat from DJ FNU, who's also a friend of and frequent host of the show. And she's asking, do you guys rent them out? And I feel like
we will rent them out. That's the whole point of the new company. So I'm getting that set up. Like, we need to get everything a little smoother.
Yeah.
Make our operation a little bit simpler, but we'll be there soon.
Yeah, they actually have her and Mercury and I forget, there's like four of them that are the Pantheon Collective. So as you said, the house music scene in Madison is starting to like blossom, I would say. Like the seeds had been planted a long time and now everybody's getting more motivated, having an exciting time at parties, and it's going to be a fun spring and summer.
Yeah. And I'm going to have
Pace yourself, kids.
Yeah, Resonant is going to have multiple, like, I'm actually working on, I got a bunch of different speaker things happening right now, but we're going to have multiple sizes. Like, the one we're going to have at Jams is be our biggest rig. We're going to have the what used to be the Jams rig, that's getting a bit of an overhaul now. It'll be really, really nice. That one's cool because that one fits in, like, my Jetta wagon, which makes deploying it much more affordable and be done with one person. And then I'm even like, have a little smaller system. So like, again, like to the whole, like having more resources available to people.
Yeah.
That's what I really want to do with Resonant. So
you might just need a flat bed where you could just lay them and
I'm looking.
Park it up here in the square and just like, and then until the cops come and then you just take off.
The way I understand it, there will be a menu someday of different size.
It's happening soon. I've been busy. It's only a one man thing here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can only do
put
so much.
Put us at work on nights and weekends, man. Just slave labor.
Ready to start working from home at your house, bro.
Yeah, no, that is all very exciting. Well, you know, one of these days we'll have to get you in here to actually play a music set.
I want to so bad, and I wish I could be there tonight, but I feel like I almost got Ozzy sick on Monday, and I'm like, I'm not going to take a second swing at him.
So. That's what happens when you make out with strangers, you know? It's like
we had to do our test. We did our test stack of the new system on Monday outside the house, and like it went okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel good. There was no cops were called.
We've made some changes already. Like we're gonna the tops, the picture that we posted of the system, the tops are on the highest of their risers, and I have kind of multi heights. We're gonna put them a little lower the first time, just because it was a little too sketchy for two people to get them up there.
Right.
So,
no, I'm still trying to spatially think how that horizontally is going to look. Like, so, you know,
it literally will be the whole stage. It's 15, the subs are 15 feet across. Yeah. So all of them.
So I guess you don't have turntables, so you don't have to worry about this shape.
Oh, no, they'll be on the floor. Okay. Actually, it works out perfectly. Like I got CAD to prove it.
Got it.
I went into Rubini with a measuring tape, and I was actually just in there today figuring out the power side of things, but
nice.
It will fit. I mean, it's going to be big, but it'll fit. I'd like to get the tops higher. That helps kind of protect people's ears a bit more, but we're just going to be really careful with the sound.
Yeah.
We will get them higher in the future. We just have to make a few more tweaks to the setup before we're there.
And no climbing on the basements, people. Yeah. To dance.
No climbing the basements. You know,
we're going to have squirt guns behind the
stage. Yeah, basically. Just like,
don't worry. Well, if you climb on them, we'll knock you off by turning them off.
Yeah. Well, just, I think like, those squirt, just get them all wet and then, you know, off the speaker.
Down, boy. Yeah.
Down, boys and girls.
That's going to be great.
I'm excited. I'm so excited.
And like Chrissy is, you know, Chrissy is actually Nathan, the we'll call him the OG founder of Jams. He's his favorite DJ. So I'm actually really bummed that Nathan isn't here for this one. But we've had Chrissy, I mean, that was a while ago now. He was actually one of the third or fourth of our kind of serious bookings, but really glad to have him back. He's so fun.
Nice. House music.
Yeah, house. It'll be probably pretty ravey. You know, he's got a new label that he just started that's kind of more of that like kind of party house ravey stuff, which I love, the kind of nostalgic, you know, piano house at 140 BPM kind of stuff, which is pretty fun.
Nice.
I think he'll get up there if people want it, and I think people will want it. So
he'll get the heartbeats racing. Yeah.
It's a demanding crowd. Yeah. They need some energy from you.
Yeah, Paul, I guess that's high energy. I guess right. If you're looking for a genre for that, I think he might dabble in a bit of high energy.
128 BPM is like a little bit, you know.
That's good sleeping. Yeah. That's a good sleeping tempo.
we're gonna be sweating for sure.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Well, Azza is here in the studio and he's going to be throwing down the jams. What are you going to be playing for us in a bit?
Yeah, no, we were talking about the party earlier and how we're recovering from two jams in essentially a week. And
yeah,
all the music that was standing out to me was pretty mellow. So
there we go.
I'm letting you breathe before we, you know, tear the house down on Saturday.
Nice. This is just sort of like the warm-up, I guess.
This is the eye of the storm. We had a little, you know, the first wave last Friday, and we're about to get, you know, smacked on the eye wall coming up on Saturday.
I have one more smacked plug on before I sign off.
Let's make a t-shirt, smacked on the eye wall.
I do have one more plug, though, before I sign off, and that is that. So we're doing – my marathon isn't over yet because Jams is this Saturday. It's going to be awesome. Party house kind of stuff. Resonance is actually doing sound the following weekend as well for Paul's party, Left Foot Forward.
Oh, right.
So is that'll also be techno. Armenia? So, and it'll be the Dan Lay Rig too. So, like, you can come out this weekend to hear house on the system, and next weekend is going to be techno.
The techno. So yes, like DJ serious, Paul Gordon like, next
DJ
next
Paul Gordon techno. So that's going to be
next Saturday night.
Next Saturday at Rubini as well. That's going to be.
Yeah. So it is an event-filled month, and I would imagine I'm expecting an event-filled summer and spring, rest of the spring.
So. Oh, yeah.
Madison is not slowing down.
Yeah.
And back to your comment about the gas on the fire, like, I think all we need now is a permanent venue for everything, you know?
Yeah.
Rubinia will work, but there's going to be more events than there are venues in town.
No, it's funny that you say that because I was at somebody's house party that they were literally talking about that, like, where can we find a warehouse that we just burr? And so maybe, you know, if we put our heads together and start driving around all the, you know.
A little crowdsourcing.
Totally. Exactly. If there's anybody out there that has a space, contact one of these guys or one of us and let us know. You know, sounds like there's a pent-up demand for an event.
It'll sort itself out because the dancers are in town, the DJs, the talented DJs are in town.
We got a rig. We'd love
the sun.
And there's a radio show that's always plugins. We got radio, we got events, we got dancers. So,
I mean, if you turn on the radio nowadays in town, any of the local radios, you're likely to find electronic music, which was unheard of, I feel like, even 5 years ago.
Yeah, so it's finally happening 30 years in.
I'll date myself. I used to make recordings off college radio on mini disc. That's how I got my first electronic music back in the day.
Nice. Like, you didn't... Wait, mini disc? Is that...
Mini disc, man.
DJ mini disc.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that one wasn't as catchy. So.
It was too little, too long. Nice. Wait, those are the Sony... The mini discs?
Yeah, the little tiny ones was great. You could edit them and you could in like data. Oh, it's great. Well, mini discs were like,
I mean,
I was a true believer.
Tapes, you know, just like literal,
I love those things,
literal 90, 45 minutes per side tape where you would like record over them, you know, and then you'd have like have it, you know, like the tail end of whatever was recorded before would be there when one song ends. And yeah, it was fun.
I mean, the demand for physical media is coming back in a major way. Maybe it's time to start distributing mixtapes again.
Yeah. But then you'd have to hand off the players along with them.
And the CDs. Yeah. CDs,
you know, we could do CDs or USBs.
Yeah. USBs would be.
We're ready for it.
You know, yeah. How you get a virus, man? You don't just stick some random USB in your computer. I don't know.
Do you trust me?
Well,
I don't know about you guys, but that's not something I do.
Gotta watch where you put that USB stick. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us about. I'm really looking forward to experiencing this new sound system. I know we've talked about it before, and you know, it sounds like a pretty epic undertaking, and I think the scene is going to be all the better for it. So I'm excited.
It's a game changer.
Can't wait.
Let's go. All right. So DJ Maytag on the chat says, rave till dawn. Soon, Maytag.
This is the rave till dawn part where you go to sleep.
Yeah.
This is the dawn. He's going to play the dawn side of the rave till dawn. We're skipping straight to dawn.
Go take a nap and then wake up around
7. This makes us to be like, saved until you're leaving the Chrissy party.
There we go.
Reaching it out.
So, yeah, thank you so much again. And up in right now, we have DJ Azza gracing us with
am I ready to toss
yes
around?
You can go ahead. This is Mad Unity on 92.7 FM WMDX Mad Radio.
Thank you.
listening to Mad Unity on Mad Radio 92.7 FM. We'll keep it going on YouTube if you're listening on there on the stream. Otherwise, more DJ Azza on the other side. And back to back with me, your host, Cosmo Brown. Let's keep it going.
Chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.